Time for your Monday morning headlines here on Jaguars.com. In the wake of the Jaguars' first victory of the season, let's start with football 101, because the Jaguars did the simple things. They ran the ball, they stopped the run to win.
Well, and they did it on a day where the quarterback didn't have his best game, and it was the fundamentals that allowed them to get through that. They ran the ball for the first time this season. They stopped the run, not for the first time, but against maybe the best running team they faced. So all those things they had wanted to come together came together on Sunday.
Kind of a rookie outing for Blake Bortles, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. One of those days that you kind of knew was coming. And despite the fact that it really wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Well, and what it also showed was that even when he's playing not his best, he can figure out a way to help you. He had the drive at the end of the first half, which after the first half he had, was really impressive to come back and get a touchdown there. And he also ran the ball well in the second half and gave them looks, gave the Brown looks that I'm not sure they expected to see, and helped them move the ball. So not his best game, but still helped him win.
And finally, defensive depth. We'll learn this week the status of Andre Branch, who had the groin strain, and DePaul Posluszny, who had the pectoral strain. Two key players mm-hmm. for a defense that's playing better.
Yeah, and it's so hard to play doctor the day after because they've got to come down. They've got to have all the swelling go down and figure out what's going on. We'll find out more today. You hope that this defense can keep playing well through a couple of guys perhaps not being there, although it's hard to imagine with Paz. He's played through so much already this year. Hard to imagine his defense without him.
All right, those are the stories that we're covering on a Victory Monday. Have a great day.